Very much, Madam Chair. We welcome the three additional studies, and for what is concerning the study on women participation in development, we have elaborated already with our statement something during the discussion, the earlier discussion, and will be ready to contribute to it, so waiting for your call. Concerning instead the study on artificial intelligence as well, when there was the session on technology, we were saying the importance of humanized technology, and especially related to artificial intelligence, to insert ethics in the algorithm that are shaping and influencing our life more and more. But also to this study, we will try to contribute. I would like instead to elaborate on the study on international cooperation by Professor Meir Kanade. Thanks very much for this. We would like to suggest to have also a focus on the issue of trade and international cooperation for the effective realization of the right to development, because this study will be also an opportunity, a great opportunity to enlighten on the issue of the need for fair and equitable trade agreements, the promotion of technology transfer, and also the importance of the international financial and economic systems that support sustainable and inclusive development. The study, for us, I think, can also focus on addressing the negative impacts of globalization, such as the economic inequality, the exploitation of natural resources, and on how to decolonize the current development models. Another important issue is to elaborate on the now increasing practices of solidarity cooperation without applying conditionalities that have already been presented in some studies also by the Special Rapporteur, Mr. Saad Al-Faraj in the past and so on, but to bring more best practices on solidarity cooperation like as happening in Brazil or in other places and so on. I don't know if I can make the suggestion for future studies now, or there will be another session later on. Can I? Okay. For future studies, so we hope that the expert mechanism, after completing these five studies, will make others. We would like to suggest a study on the justifiability of the right to development, in the sense that there are already several cases like the Ndorois, Dengoni, Ojeke people and so on in the world, but in view also of the possible adoption, auspicable adoption of the international covenant, it will be good to get ready and to prepare a study on the justifiability of the right to development, what does imply, some examples and so on, in order for civil society and also other stakeholders to claim this right, not only according as it has been done in Africa because it's already there in the African Charter, but also with the international covenant. Then we see the need of deepening up the individual and collective dimension of the right to development, which is an obstacle for some states for us it's clear that it's there, but for some states are claiming that the right to development is just of individuals and not of peoples. So also here, with the panorama and landscape also on what is going on in collective rights also, already approved internationally, and the dimension of the right to development in the individual and collective issue. Then another study that we would like to propose, we have got many, is to deepen up the interlinkages of the right to development and the other emerging, already recognized, or emerging solidarity rights. Why? Such, for example, the proposed right to international solidarity, the already recognized in 2016 right to peace, and now the right to health environment. We propose this theme because international solidarity and the right to development are mutually reinforcing in creating and enabling national and international environment for a full holistic development and the respect of human rights. While, for example, peace and the right to peace is implemented, is an essential condition for operationalizing the right to development. Finally, another suggestion is the role of the right to development in promoting a human rights enhancing economy in order to foster a change of paradigm in economic models and business practices, bringing out also best practices already of alternative economic models that are going on in our world. Thanks very much.